All right, this is Perek Yud Beis and Hilchos Tumas Tzaras. And now we're going to switch over into Tzaras that happens on clothing and all the halachas that apply to that. So, halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Tzaras begadim, ki garis ki tzaras adam. So, the minimum shear of Tzaras and clothes is garis, like it is by a person. Aval pachas miki garis tar, but if it's smaller than that, the clothing is tar. Ushlosha simani tumma yeshbahan. Okay, so there are three signs of tumma that apply to it. You rock rock a dum dum vapisha. So there is very, very strong green, very strong red, and as well as it's spreading. All three are explained in the Torah. Yuraka kua yarok shabi yurukin, shahu yarok harbek, kana pateves, ukahotse adekal. Right. So what does green mean, or this strong green? It refers to a very dark green, like the wings of a certain type of bird or the leaves of a palm tree. Vadam dum hu adam shabadomum, shu adam harbek, zoras yafe. So very, very strong red is dark red, deep red, like a scarlet thread. So the two colors actually, what it called, are combined with each other. The Mari Rakrak on Dum Dum Maskir and Asabega. Now, once someone sees either green or red on the clothing, the clothing's put into quarantine. Now, if the appearance stays the same after 2 weeks, Machlitin Visorfin. So it's determined to have Saras. And then it is burnt. So too, if it spreads, then you determine to have taras and you burn it. Ketzad. So what does this mean? So when clothing has either this intense green or red, you put it in quarantine for 7 days. You see in the 7th day if it spread, machlito, and then you determine it's taras, the surface called beged, and then you burn the entire cloth, the clothing. And if it stays with this appearance, below pasa and then spread, osha pasa vakia, or let's say it spread but it got weaker, mishnei amaros huskabrahen, it got weaker in appearance or lighter in appearance than the two appearances that went before quarantine, osha hosif amar lahadim lahorik, or let's say it got the color change, got more red or green below pasa, but then spread. Yichaves makom anaga. Here's what you do: you wash the area of the blemish. The Yaskir Shivas Yom Sheni, so you put in quarantine for 7 more days. It was Sosha Vosheni. At the end of the 2nd week, Shuzim Shoshasre, that's the 13th day. Roim Kel, Lamara, Shlish, Lamar. So, Shlishas. So then you check to see if what it called, if it got weaker, what it called, from the second time. Roim Kel, Lamara, Shlishas, Hareza Tone, Kibos, Tara. So if that's the case, it got weaker, then it requires washing and it's taller. Then the shtana nega mashahaya. Let's say, and here's a key thing. Let's say the blemish of change in appearance, kigon shahaya yirakrak, like it was green v'nasa dum dum and turned red, or dum dum v'nasa yirakrak, or it was red and turned green. Korea makom nega, you tear out the blemish. V'sorif mashakara, you burn what you tore out. The tofer mitalis the makom shakara, and then you sew up in the area that you tore out. Upota shar beged, and then the rest of the shirt, let's say, is exempt. And you wash the entire thing a second time. You put in the mikvah, the tar, and now it is tar. Now, if it stays with the original stain and it didn't change in appearance, then the person's determined, the shirt's determined that's saras. The yusuf is kulo, and the entire thing is burnt. Let's say the blemish, what it called, that let's say it was green, increased in size, but the new part is red, or vice versa, or is a pisha, and that's considered spreading of the nega. Gimel nega shai be'emso makom naki, below nega. Let's say the blemish has in the middle of it a clean area, ufasalo without any nega, ufasalo a nega, and then the nega spreads, eno pishon ashi yifse lechutz. It doesn't count as spreading until it spreads outside the nega. Shein pishon a nega asoko pishon, because spreading of the nega inside is not considered spreading, just like by a person, it applies to so too by clothing and by a house. So if the blemish spreads to the area right next to the clothing, kolshu, any mountain, rachok, or what do you call it, or near it, or a choser, gagaris, or if it went a distant area of the garment or it returned to it, the size of a garis. So what does this mean? Ketzan. So beged shoskar v'nolba neged acher kegaris. Let's say I took the shirt and it was suspected as saras. I put it in quarantine What it called, and then a new nega of a gar size rachuk min a nega shoshkabo forms far away from the initial blemish. Harizet pishyon, that's considered spreading the yisref, and the whole thing gets burnt. Then we have pachos mega garis. If this new amount was less than a garis, imashkichim, but we don't pay attention to it. Let's say a shirt that I tore off the afflicted area at the end of the second week, kamoshiyanu b'chazerbo nega garis, and then another nega formed the size of a garis. You saw if you burn it. So too, a shirt where the blemish spread after it was exempted from having tzaras also should be burnt. Someone who washes the blemish on the first week, so not only the nega part alone, but also some of the cloth area outside of it. So any time that we go ahead and wash any of these blemishes on clothing, mavir nalein shiva simanim. So you use the same dyes that you used or detergents that you used for nida, mavir nal kesem that you put over stain. So it's the same detergents and cleaning solutions you use for stain when it came to nida, you use for the stain when it comes to a nega. Let's say I tore out a piece of the shirt where the blemish is located, but tougher metalis, and I sew and I put a patch on basically. Now, let's say the blemish returns, that's the size of a garis on the cloth, on the shirt. Matir samatlis matzila. So, what do you do? So, you can remove the patch area and save it. The soroshar beget, and the rest of the cloth, the rest of the shirt you have to burn. Chazer negal matlis. And let's say the blemish returned and appeared on the patch itself, then the surface is a call. Then you have to burn the entire thing. Let's say someone takes a patch of clothing that was isolated. The chazar nega ala beged. What it called? I'm sorry. And sews on it a pure piece of cloth, a tar cloth. The chazar nega ala beged, and the nega returns onto the shirt, serve as a matlis, and you have to burn the patch. Chazar la matlis ha beged arishon. Let's say the blemish appears on this patch again. Then the first garment that was quarantined, Yisarif, gets destroyed. The matlis tishamish is a beged, sheets four bob simonim. And then the patch can still be used, using the various simonim to determine if it's tamer or not. Imam ben evshtei shvuah, so pasah, servant a call. But if that blemish remains unchanged for 2 weeks or it spreads, then we burn the entire shirt. Let's say a shirt comes to present for diagnosis that its entirety is either green or red. Maskir shuvoa achashavua. You isolate it week after week. Ima maboshne shavuos. If the stain stays on there for 2 weeks straight, you sorry if you burn it. Aval bega chiskiro. Let's say you isolate the shirt. Upasa nega bakulo. And the blemish spreads entirely. Vinasi rakak on adam. And then becomes green or red. O shapatro. Or you exempt the guy. I mean, diagnose he doesn't have tzaras. Vacha shapatro bo shapatro. After you discharge him. Then at that point it became red or green. That's considered tar. Kibes ufasa. Let's say he laundered it and then it spread. You saw if the shirt needs to be burnt. Halacha test. Second. Beged shemochin yotzin al panav. So let's say you have a shirt where little pieces of the shirt are like little threads are coming off of it. Mina areg. What do you call it? From the weave. You're going sigom, sigus, excuse me, sheltemer. For instance, this is sort of like wool blanket. Venerabo nega, and you see a nega in it. Eno mistame, you don't, it doesn't become tame or cause tuma. Ach yira nega bemochin uva aragatzma. Until I actually see it in those little strands, or what do you call it, in the woolen, for instance, in the woolen blanket. Vizeshanemar, bibigodem, bikarachto, vagabakto. So when the Torah says, these two terms, karachto, ela hashchakim, gabakto, elochadashim. So karachta refers to old clothing. Gavachta refers to newer clothing. Anytime garments are colored, they do not get blemishes that are kinetzeras. It doesn't matter how they were dyed, whether by a person or naturally. It only works for white clothing. Beged shasot tzavua. Let's say I have what it called the warp. Of the shirt is that is being woven on is colored va'arvo lavan, right? And then you mix white with it, irvo tzavua v'shashu lavan, or vice versa. Hakol holach achar nira. It goes after what it looks like. So if there is a knit that's less than three etzvos or three etzvos of min arik from the loom, and a metal min agam, so tsaras does not apply to it. So if I have a shirt or a piece of cloth that's less than 3x3, and I see a neg on it, and only after that do I complete it to make it 3x3, it's tahar. So if a person sews different patches together, neither patch is 3x3, it's less. You make a shirt out of that. So that would count as getting sarash, a tougher ka'arug, the kula begad echadu. Because the sewing is like weaving ultimately, and that's considered like one strip. Matlios ben tzvuim. Let's say I have a garment made out of lots of patches, and some of them are colored, or mehen levanim, some are white. Veneer nega belavan shabo, and I see a nega in the white patches, maskirin or so, I isolate it. Im amar shei shavua, since makula b'yisraf. So if after 2 weeks it stays, then it's tamay and it needs to be burnt. Let's say the nega, the blemish, spread into other patches, other white patches, or is it pischon? It's considered spreading. Even though there's no color between them, right? Or let's say the garment was entirely colored, ubo pas echad lavan, right? But except for one line, which is white, right? I feel look at garas, even the size of garas, near about nega, and you see a nega on it, yasker, you isolate it, shim avavena v'lohosif. Because if it remains the original color, doesn't actually increase in its size and it fade or fading away, then the baguette has to be burnt. That ends Parakid Beis, and we'll continue with Parakid Gimel tomorrow.